Genesis into the modern, in which we analyze Ovid's book, The Metamorphoses, with a modern viewpoint. In this episode, we will be looking at the myth of Apollo and Daphne, and its clearly controversial topics in respect to the lack of consent and blatant sexual assault. With the rising popularity of the Me Too movement, continuing to read some ancient Roman texts can prove to be quite shocking and traumatizing to some. It is important that we analyze the moments that make us uncomfortable. Though Daphne was a nymph, a minor deity, she was unfortunately still prone to being the plaything of the gods, simply because of her status as a woman. She is also known as Niamula Phoebus, which is an emulator of Artemis, meaning that she chose to dedicate herself to perpetual virginity. On the other hand, the god of love, Eros, and the god of poetry, Apollo, have an argument about their weapons. Because Eros is upset, he decides to punish Apollo. Daphne is struck with an arrow of hate, while Apollo is struck with an arrow of love that causes him to chase after her. Daphne is suddenly targeted by Eros with no purpose to her, only to serve as a lesson to Apollo. Thus, we have Apollo chasing after Daphne in search of this prize or trophy simply because of an argument between the two gods. Her feelings and life are completely disregarded. Let's see what happens after Apollo catches up to Daphne as she finishes her transformation into a tree. Here we have Deus complexusque suis ramos ut membra lacertis oscula de ligno, refugit tamen oscula lignum, which translates to, he wraps his arms around her and goes in to kiss the tree. The tree refuses. Here we see that Apollo has once again made a move on Daphne, now in tree form, and she has outwardly shown her refusal. After this denial, Apollo ignores her actions and states, quonium conjunx mea non potes arbor eriscerte dixit mea. Since you're not able to be my wife, you will certainly be my tree. Then he assigns her to be the object guarding Augustus's home, watching over the middle of the oak, and the crown of Roman military leaders, thus making her infinite role to show the successes and prosperity of men. Once again, a woman is simplified to be a simple object that serves as a trophy. But the final sentence is the most controversial yet. Adnuit utque caput, visa est agita visae caecumen. Daphne nods, the treetop agitates, meaning shakes. Daphne has been refusing Apollo throughout the entire poem, but strangely enough, at the end, it seems that she has given in to his advances. In no way, shape, or form is this giving consent. It is clear that this final statement is extremely misplaced and an attempt from Ovid to justify Apollo's actions. Unfortunately, this piece is not the first or the last example of objectifying women in literature, but all we can do is continue reading and analyzing which parts are so controversial. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Ovid's Metamorphosis into the Modern, where we covered the controversial topics in Ovid's myth about Apollo and Daphne. Make sure to come back to listen to next week's episode as well.